Three important things I've learned after a week in Doha. Number one, when sand duning with friends, which basically involves packing as many people as you can into an SUV and driving down steep banked dunes in the desert, always on the verge of rolling over and wrecking. Should you be prone to car sickness? It's always best to remember that before you climb in the back seat, excited for the perilous excursion. Honestly, with the number of roundabouts they have in this city, or rotaries, as they're called in New England, my wife likes to call them rotisseries, I turned green before we ever even left the city limits. Thankfully, I didn't puke on anyone until we got done with the dunes. But moving on. When handing someone a document here in Qatar, this is number two, and in most Muslim countries for that matter, always hand off the item with your right hand. Giving someone anything with your left is considered insulting. Why? Well, you're going to be sorry you asked. In an earlier podcast, we discussed the douchette. It's basically a garden hose hanging next to every toilet and every restroom intended for cleanliness after you demolish the bowl with last night's entree. Well, here, your left hand is considered your douchette hand. Give someone something with your left, you're handing it off with your crappy appendage. Don't do it. Oddly enough, at Khalifa Stadium, all the douchette hoses are to the right as you're seated on the pot. So this makes no sense whatsoever to me. Number three, in Doha, just expect the unexpected. True story. Seeing as we'd all had our share of American fast food since arriving here, we decided to check out a popular Chinese restaurant in the city center mall. The food was good, but it was just surreal. There we sat, here in an Arab nation, eating Chinese food, and right there in the middle of the buffet for decoration was a Christmas tree. Culture, religion, it is all blended here in this unstereotypable cauldron of pure capitalism, sautéed in royal entitlement and tax-free living for expats from around the world. It's a very unique experience in Doha.